Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We're looking forward to a journey together, and we invite your conversation, your dialogue, and discussion during the course of this broadcast today, dealing with a very serious subject, with a serious matter that I believe we should discuss and analyze, scrutinize, and make a determination on what we're going to do as American citizens today. We're talking about a subject that I believe should be of interest to each and every one of you listening to this broadcast in these moments. Enough is enough. You ever heard mom or dad saying that to a child? Enough is enough. Quieting down, enough is enough. Stop that fighting, enough is enough. Be careful with what you do and say, enough is enough. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe enough is enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been in this position in America today for almost 2 years with the form of totalitarianism and the dictatorial government, and I believe it's been long enough. I believe it's time that Americans speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen, and say, we'll not be pushed anymore, we'll not have our Bill of Rights eviscerated anymore, we'll not have our rights, religious freedom, and the freedom to speech taken away anymore. Enough is enough. We're going to talk about that on this broadcast today. We'll talk about the ramifications of the COVID vaccination and what people need to do and say and what's happening across America and around the world and why we as citizens need to say enough is enough. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Truth Book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that should direct our footsteps and understand that it ought to be the lamp and the light unto our feet. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what is taking place in the world today, we surely, suddenly realize that truth is not honored. Truth is not sought. Truth is looked at with disdain and ridiculed rather than being that which is on the forefront of everyone's mind, heart, and thinking. This is the reason the secularist George Orwell said a number of years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We're finding that out today, ladies and gentlemen, just because of the COVID cover-up, the COVID screen, the COVID pathogen has been used as a design methodology for taking away and destroying our rights, our faith, our freedom, and our families, and our religious liberties in America. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. That is ominous sounding, but it's come to full reality today. If you don't believe that truth is hated, despised, rejected, look at what's happening in Washington. Watch Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others. Watch what they're saying and doing in the responses by St. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, the CDC, and the NIH, and the Biden administration, all in an orchestrated pattern with the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic, Communist Party, and the Socialist, Marxist media, all trying to have us to believe that we need to be forced into subjection to the rulership and the reign of the Biden administration and a totalitarian form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we say enough is enough. I believe it's time that Americans say that no more dictatorial rulership will we sit for. This is the reason we need to stand on truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a statement, and I read the headline. DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. The article states in part, Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. He cites several instances of things that had taken place that he and his wife had witnessed and realized that even in the churches today, truth is not sought for and truth is not the focus of the biblical context of what God would have us to say and do. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge to you each and every day, is that we look for the truth, live the truth, learn the truth, listen to the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're rapidly approaching the day that for the Christians, the conservatives, those that know the difference in America, as we stand for truth, that there's going to be repercussions even to the point of having to stand for truth, even if it means the loss of life or the potentiality for that. Ladies and gentlemen, are you tired of hearing the doom and gloom on the Communist Network News and the MSNBC and the CBS and the ABC? Are you tired, ladies and gentlemen, of hearing that more and more people are dying because of COVID? Are you sick and tired, ladies and gentlemen, of finding that our lives are no longer ours, but that we are under the control and to be brought into submission to the totalitarian form of government that's destroying, eviscerating our Bill of Rights today? Well, I am, and I believe there are millions across America and around the globe that are saying enough is enough. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, time to flip the mandate, the people's demands of their government. Madness, this article says, dated January the 20th, what free people would allow this kind of madness. He goes on to say, masks do nothing. We're told that with a practice sincerity, but today new truth is heard. They protest, they protect, so obey them. The government's out to protect, so obey them, is what he's saying. Or learn that the seven ways from Sunday that they can harm you if you don't obey. Every newly malady finds a new protocol of treatment, but not this one. Stay home and die, and or come to the hospital and die. There's nothing else to do for it. The truth is buried with the untreated dead, this article states. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the COVID mandate and what is taking place with the federal government and its mandate with that. Looking at an article here that says, troubling news from Germany, Washington, D.C., Washington State. Germany wants to ban any telegram. Washington, D.C. requires you to be vaccinated to even go to the bathroom. Washington State wants to put you in jail for a year if you don't follow their health orders. And it goes on, says the authorities are ramping up the pressure even more to get us to comply with what they want us to do so that they can keep us safe, of course, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe enough is enough. I believe it's time that we hear the truth, know the truth, learn the truth, take a stand for the truth, and say we're not going to bend, we're going to bow. And as the three Hebrew boys, as a result of not bending, not bowing, they did not burn. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the key elements I believe is necessary today for us to get back to the Word of God and recognize, as is said in Proverbs 29 and verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I believe we're watching a nation mourn in America and around the globe with what we see taking place with the forced COVID shots, the forced COVID jabs, so-called vaccinations, that's destroying human life and is ruining our way of living. I'm looking at a very serious article. Matt Staver with the Liberty Council says, I'm reading his newsletter, January the 18th. Listen carefully. Then we're going to introduce our special guest for today. This article says from Matt Staver, Liberty Council, a new study by a pair of research scientists, one from Columbia University, concludes, listen, ladies and gentlemen, concludes that the COVID shots have caused over 400,000 deaths in the United States of America alone. That's 20 times higher than what the CDC VAERS system reports. Yet Joe Biden continues to try to force these dangerous jabs into every arm, unlawfully, violating God-given rights and religious liberties. Further in the article, it states Joe Biden and the CDC continue to parrot the line that the COVID shots are safe and effective. But as hospitals continue to fill with fully vaccinated, hear me, this article says the hospitals being filled with fully vaccinated COVID patients. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you turn on the Communist Network News or any of the other socialist Marxist media, they're saying there is absolute reverse of that. They're saying the hospital is being filled with the unvaccinated. That is simply a demonic lie. That is simply not true. This article goes on to say, but the hospitals continue to be filled with fully vaccinated COVID patients, proving that the shots are ineffective. A new study by two research scientists, one from Columbia University, also shows that shots are anything but safe. And it goes on to talk about the number of deaths. And one article, not this one, but another article says that over 1 million people in America have been harmed physically as a result of the COVID shots. That's not being admitted, not being reported by the very system of CDC, and is not being reported on television, radio, or any other news outlet. Of the number of people that are being harmed and injured, medically speaking, as a result of taking the jab. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue to get mixed signals from the CDC and the NIH and the White House and the socialist Marxist media. So my question is, what's the truth? I believe we must seek information and advice from medical doctors that are not controlled by Big Pharma, by physicians that do not take the dictates of big government. We need to seek advice and medical treatment from doctors that know what they're doing in treating and assisting and curing the COVID patients as they have opportunity to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're pleased today and blessed of God, I believe, today to have our special guest, Dr. Stephen Grable, with us. Dr. Grable is a 31-year board-certified physician with great experience in treating COVID patients. Dr. Grable, welcome to Let's Face the Issues broadcast today.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, it's very good to talk with you.
It's good to talk with you again. And may I say this at your perhaps at your embarrassment, but I want our listeners to know I am thankful for Dr. Grable. He is my physician. He treats me and my wife. And back in August and September, we had COVID. And between God, my son, one of my sons, and Dr. Grable, they saved our lives. And I'm thankful for this man. So I'm thankful for him taking the time out of a busy schedule to talk with us today in relationship to COVID, what's real, what's relevant, what is false and what's phony, what we should listen to and how I should respond to it. Dr. Grable, welcome to the broadcast. I want you to, first of all, since we know you, I know you, our listeners perhaps do not, I want you to take a minute, share with our listeners who you are, your credentials, your place of medical practice, and what you do.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for those kind words. I've been in practice for over 30 years, and I did 5 years of conventional practice back in 1990. And I realized that just throwing drugs at everything wasn't the answer. So I've been practicing what's been called functional medicine, where doctors like me try to figure out what makes you tick and to try to use medicines only when absolutely necessary. And regarding COVID, it's been an interest of mine, and I've spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. I'm not exaggerating, and I have probably 500-600 files and so forth on this subject, and we've had 99% success, which I think really speaks volumes, which is equivalent to Vlad Zelenko up in New York, who his team has treated well over 6,000 people with 99% success. So the first thing I'd like to get to your audience is to have them realize that they do not need to be afraid. We have good ways to prophylax with supplements, and we have very good treatments available.
Dr. Grable, let me ask you a question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered as I see it. Do you believe that the COVID vaccination is beneficial or harmful to the health of any human being?
Well, first of all, it's not a vaccine. This was a very smart coup by Anthony Fauci to redefine the term vaccine, and he got the corrupted WHO to go along with this rule, because these shots, these inoculations, do not prevent you from getting COVID nor from spreading COVID, which has traditionally been the definition of a vaccine. In fact, the data coming out now is showing that you have an increased risk of contracting COVID if you've gotten these shots. Now, very fine physicians like Peter McCullough and others, when they try their very best to be honest and to try to comb through the medical literature, that there seems to be some decrease in symptomatology. Well, one can say that, but in the same way, it's also causing a tremendous number of deaths. And for myself, I would never get one of these shots, and I've not recommended it for my patients. And like I said, my patients have done very well. The hospitals right now are filled with patients, most of them who have been vaccinated, despite the lies that the media puts out.
Dr. Grable, you spoke of Dr. Peter McCullough. I'm looking at an article that says, Dr. Peter McCullough, colon, official COVID narrative has crumbled. Let me read you a paragraph or two and get your response. Dr. Peter McCullough, a renowned cardiologist and highly published medical scientist, whose confrontation of the government's COVID-19 policies has drawn more than 40 million views on Joe Rogan's podcast, told WorldNet Daily in a video interview Thursday night that the official pandemic narrative that has been fiercely guarded by the establishment media and social media censors is completely crumbling. That narrative, he said, included false statements regarding asymptomatic spread, reliance on lockdowns and masks, which obviously did not work, the suppression of early treatment, the mass promotion of vaccines have failed. And now here we are almost in complete free fall. McCullough said, for referring to the number of COVID cases, as officials acknowledge the vaccines don't prevent infection or transmission. Respond to that. Dr. McCullough is saying, in essence, that we're watching the narrative by the government crumble. What does he mean by that? And secondly, what is he saying when he says that we recognize that the record COVID cases, officials acknowledge that the vaccines do not prevent COVID? Is CDC, do we believe that CDC's changed its position? Now, I know and you know, but I want our listeners to understand. Can we believe the CDC? Dr. McCullough is saying that we can't, in essence, believe them because their narrative has changed so often. Explain that, discuss that, walk through that for our listeners.
Well, the Centers for Distortion and Corruption is really a half, it's a quasi-government agency, even though it's .gov. It's really more of a private corporation who gets well over half their income from vaccines. And there is clear evidence, even in their own admissions, of how they change their position on a variety of issues. We've discussed in previous radio discussions about how the 2004 autism data was deliberately sabotaged to hide the fact that MMR vaccine is related to autism. And that's a huge thing. So, you know, it's kind of like if someone lies to you about something once, you always wonder afterwards, well, what else are they lying about?
That's right.
And so, for example, I think a huge one is this PCR debacle. We've known from day one that PCR testing was never designed to be used to diagnose anything. And yet the government and the CDC pushed this to drive up the COVID numbers. Well, as of December 31st, they announced that PCR testing was not considered valid. Well, do we hear anything in the media about all of those cases last year of so-called COVID that were falsely diagnosed by this PCR test? And they continue to do these tests. As you know, SARS-CoV-2 has never been isolated from a single human being. And yet, if you were to poll the average physician, they would say, oh, well, clearly there's data showing that that's not the case. And, you know, as Judy Mikovits says, she thinks this is just an altered flu virus. So bottom line is COVID is basically burning itself out. The variants, the Delta variant, although there's still a few cases floating around, is pretty much gone. Omicron is a variant that is multiplying 70 times faster than its predecessors, and it's just a cold. I think I had it a couple of weeks ago. I didn't even stop coming to the office. It's a huge nothing burger, but they want to keep stirring the pot because the agenda is for people to get these jabs. And I'm very happy to talk about the tide turning. I'm even in my little microcosm in my practice. I've had, fortunately, just a handful of patients who had gotten the shots, and I ask them, are you going to get the booster? And they basically say, heck no. And that, I'm really pleased to see that shift.
When you touch on that with the boosters, I'm looking at an article, 500,000 vaxxed people lose access to health pass, booster mandatory. And this is January the 17th of this year. It says France now requires vaccination for anyone over 16 years old or older, fully participate in public life, and decreased the time between booster shots from 7 to 3 months. Here's the article. Those who were vaccinated more than 3 months ago who are not yet boosted are no longer considered fully vaccinated and will be barred from entering restaurants and public spaces as of Saturday. The change will affect over 560,000 French people. We're finding that also in America, that there's the shot, then there's the follow-up shot, and then there's the booster. And now some nations and some parts of America, we're even talking about now the fourth and fifth boosters. And Sir Anthony Fauci, St. Fauci, has said we may need a booster every 3 to 6 months. And yet I've read, and I'm sure that you are familiar with, the research that's been done, that the more boosters you get, the more shots you get, the weaker your immune system gets. Explain the scientific dynamics behind that.
Well, what they're doing is, well, first of all, again, these are not vaccines. These inoculations cause your body to make spike proteins, which spike protein is the bioweapon. It is what's making people sick. So they're giving you a shot that causes your body to make more of what makes you sick. Now, you do make antibodies. This is true. But I think, I don't know if you've shared with your audience, I think this is very pertinent. If your audience has not heard the NOAC, N-O-A-C-K video, if they go to ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net, ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net, I go to that every day, first thing I do. This came out probably 5-6 weeks ago, I suppose. And this was an 18-minute impassioned video where this top European carbon chemist said, it is not graphene oxide in these vaccines, it's graphene hydroxide, that these are essentially microscopic razor blades. That ought to just put people just stop in their tracks, just that statement. This fellow, to my recollection, did his doctoral thesis on graphene oxide. So what happened? He was shortly thereafter arrested by the German police, and a week or two went by, and he was dead. So this guy was, as they say, over the target, and they had to shut him up. And this ought to really cause people to sit up and take notice, because it's consistent with other findings that other groups have had regarding what's in these shots. And
absolutely,
it's really terrifying for me.
It is, and our listeners need to be aware of that. And yet we're finding more and more, and at least I'm finding more and more every day, people that say, well, the government says they're doing it to protect us. We need to go ahead and take the shot. Dr. Grable, hold on one moment. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Wonderful. I pray you are.
Outstanding. I'm doing outstanding. Thank you for asking. Doctor, I would like to ask another question here. As far as autoimmune deficiency there, at some point, and I'll use rheumatoid arthritis as an example, the body starts attacking itself. Have they seen any studies so far that has shown that after your body produces these spike proteins, that after they quit producing them, that your body just doesn't say, hey, these are the cells doing this, we're going after them, like rheumatoid arthritis does? And the other thing that I wanted to ask about was ADE and its effects as far as these inoculations go and the health of the individual long-term down the road.
Well, we do. One of the concerns is that when you stimulate what's called the Th2 system, see, in your body you have two parts of your immune system. You have an innate immune system, which is your cells, your like little Pac-Men. And then you have your Th2, which is your antibodies. When you give a traditional vaccine or these inoculations, you have an overstimulation of the Th2 system. That, by definition, is autoimmunity. And we have seen an explosion, literal explosion of autoimmunity since the introduction and the mass inoculations that have been going on with our kids now for decades. And conventional medicine just says, well, we don't know why, we just see this. And so, you know, we saw this ADE, to explain to your audience, some people, you sound like you're a pretty intelligent guy. Bottom line is, when you artificially stimulate that Th2 system, the body can be overprimed, if you will, to coming in contact with what we call wild-type coronaviruses. So they saw this with animal studies, with both RSV and dengue vaccines, that these children, they had 600 deaths with the dengue vaccine from ADE, or antibody-dependent enhancement, they also called pathogenic priming. And there are studies ongoing with this, but we believe that many of the vaccine deaths that we're seeing right now are due to that, are due to ADE. But if you want to know something, what's fascinating, I just saw a headline. The NIH still says that these shots are not causing death. So they are continuing to push this false narrative to people. I think people that have autoimmunity, I think, are really setting themselves up for problems by getting these shots. And it gets back to the whole question, why do we even need these shots in the first place? We have good prophylaxis. We have good treatment. Even if you do nothing, there's a close to 99% recovery rate if you do absolutely nothing. So, yes, I think your point is well taken. And, you know, we need to stop these shots immediately.
Absolutely. Jim, did that answer your question?
Yes. I was just hoping that the doctor had any other studies. I've read quite a bit on the subject, especially since listening to you, Dr. Youngblood. And I was just curious if anything else new is down the pike there, because this is about people's livelihoods and their health and long-term health. And, you know, it's frightening, the things that I've read, and you try to tell somebody that, you know, you shouldn't do this there, and they automatically turn on you, and they're just like, well, that's not the science. I'm not doing that.
You're exactly right. Jim, thank you so much for calling. We've got
thank
a hard
you.
Break coming up. Dr. Grable, hold on just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a one-minute top-of-the-hour news. Right after that, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.